Here at the ASTA Seed Expo and 2012 CSS, we're speaking about the Accord, which is something we're going to be hearing a lot more about as biotech patents start expiring here in the next couple of years. We've gotten the first part of the Accord underway now. And today at the Seed Expo, we had a general session to talk to companies more about the Accord and what it means to them. And the first part of the Accord is called the GEMA. With me right now is John Schoenecker. And John, could you introduce yourself for me, please?
Yeah. Hi, John Schoenecker. I work for HM Close. We're a vegetable seed company, actually, and I work in intellectual property area.
And you spoke a bit about the signing process at this point. The GEMA, as it's called, what is that short for again?
Generic Event Marketability and Access Agreement.
And now you've already gotten some signatories, as you call them, for this. So tell us a little bit about how that has, because this actually was just finalized October 31st, and you've already got some signatories on that. Tell us about where we stand on that right now.
Well, we've got enough signatories that the agreement now is in place. There was a threshold for signatories to make the agreement valid, and that's been that hurdle's been cleared. And so part of what we're doing here today at CSS is really bringing more information to our broader membership to let them know that this is available to sign, to answer any questions they have, provide information on where they could find additional resources to really get into the details. Of course, in this kind of event, we can't go into all the gory details in an agreement. And, of course, each company is going to have to really look at that with their own lawyer and kind of balance that with their strategy and where they want to go as a company. So our job today was just to provide further information to spark their interest to trying to answer any initial questions.
And the initial signatories are not tiny companies, are they?
No, it's most of, a number of those companies are actually what we would call under the GEMA originators, and really those that have developed and own the technology, genetic technology.
Right. Now, what I'm curious about is that as you're talking to people, other companies here, what kind of, you know, what kind of reaction are you getting from that? How do the companies feel about this, whole Accord and what going forward with the, as these patents start to expire?
Well, you know, one of the things we've done, and I've been on the negotiating group representing ASTA, is we've tried to work very hard, and really all members of that group, no matter their association, have worked very hard to craft something that's going to be broadly available to those companies and those members of the industry that are interested in, the further advancement and marketing of these products and development of new products from these events that will become generic. Another thing we've really tried to do is emphasize stewardship, because that's really critical going forward. And so a lot of the agreement really deals with stewardship. So feedback, I think, has been good. Lots of questions, of course. People looking at it from their own perspective, you know, have some intimate details. But it's really a framework. And so as they get into negotiation about a particular event, the parties to that negotiation are going to really work out the details. And we've tried to build a framework to kind of set a playing field, and we hope a fair and level playing field for all parties that are interested in going forward with these.
What would you most like your fellow seed company colleagues to know about the Accord?
Well, lots of details, so know the details. And of course, they will if they're going to look at signing that. So really, that's their obligation and responsibility. I think what I'd like them to know is that their seed association has worked very hard in their interest to try and craft an agreement that will give opportunities to the industry and, you know, really fulfill the industry's responsibility for stewardship. So that's really been our goal. I think that's been the goal of everyone in this. So I guess that's one of the things I'd like them to know.
All right, very good. One way they can find out more is on the website agaccord.org. I am reporting from the ASTA Seed Expo and 2012 CSS. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.